Okay, today we're going to talk about the topic of music.
در مورد موزیک میخوام صحبت کنم.
I sometimes get a question.
بعضی وقتا این سوال رو
می‌پرسن. Yeah, in regards to secular music.
در مورد آهنگ‌های دنیوی.
And they say, "Oh, is it a problem if we listen to secular music?"
آیا مشکل داره که آهنگ‌های دنیوی رو ما گوش بدیم؟
Now today I will give you, I want to help you give you an answer to that question.
امروز می‌خوام جواب این سوال رو بهتون بدم.
So you get a better understanding of what you should be listening to and what you should not be listening to.
به چی گوش ندیم؟
Now, I want to start with showing you what the primary function or use or purpose of music is.
هدف اصلی موزیک و استفاده موزیک و آهنگ از چی بوده؟
Yeah, let's look in the Bible
and
I want to read Psalm 150 again.
مزمور 150 رو یه بار دیگه.
Just read 1 to 6.
یک تا 6 رو یه بار دیگه بخونید.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Yeah, this is a quite famous psalm. A lot of people know this psalm. And it commences here. Yeah, that we are to praise God. Yeah, and that we are to use instruments doing that.
که بتونیم از ابزارها و وسایل موسیقی استفاده کنیم برای ستایش خداوند.
Yeah, and it's a commandment and it's for everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
خداوندی که میگه هر که نفس دارد خدا را بستاید.
Yeah, God's creation.
همه مخلوقات خداوند.
Is to give God praises.
اینه که خدا را بستاید.
Yeah, we are to give worship to God.
پرستش خداوند باید باشه.
To sing to Him, to sing about Him.
برای او بخونیم، به سمت او بخونیم، با او بخونیم.
In fact, the Bible tells us that we should only worship Him and no other.
خدا را بپرستیم. Go to
Exodus 34 and read verse 14.
34 آیه 14 رو بخونید.
For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous god.
هیچ خدای غیر را پرستش مکن، زیرا یهوه که نام او غیور است، خدای از غیور.
So who alone should we worship? And the answer is God. Simple. Yeah. And also notice what it says, why? It says because he is a jealous God. And this is the kind of jealousy that, for example, a husband has for his wife. Yeah. He doesn't want to share his wife with others because she is his wife. Yeah, he doesn't want his wife to give all kinds of attention to other men, yeah, because that will make him jealous of her. Yeah, because that attention is rightfully his.
چون اون توجه و اون محبت مال اون همسره.
Not some other man.
نه مرد دیگه‌ای.
Yeah, in the same way.
در همون راه، همون روش.
God is jealous for you and me.
خداوندم به من و تو حسوده.
For our attention, for our praises, for our worship.
ستایش ما رو میخواد. Yeah? صحبت ما رو میخواد.
Yeah, it is rightfully his.
مال اوست.
Yeah, sometimes people have issue with that. Yeah, why does God sit there and wants to be worshipped and praised and things like that?
Now,
because of who He is. Yeah, you are His creation. You own your very breath to Him.
هر نفستون رو مال اوست از او گرفتید.
If anything or anybody is to be praised or worthy to be praised, then it's God. Because there is none like him. Yeah, he is holy. Yeah, the Bible says, holy, holy, holy. Yeah, he alone is worthy of our praise. Yeah, go to Psalm 100. Yeah, read verses 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
ای تمامی روی زمین خداوند را بانگ شادمانی دهید، خداوند را با شادی عبادت نمایید و سرود خوانان به حضور او بیایید.
Again, this is instruction. This is what we should do. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yeah?
Come in his presence with singing, songs. Yeah? Go to the book of Revelation. Yeah? And I'm reading a small fraction of all the verses that talk about this. Here we have what happens in heaven. Revelation 5 verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints.
چون کتاب را گرفت آن چهار موجود زنده و 24 پیر به حضور بره افتادن و هر یک از ایشان چنگی و کاسه های زرین پر از بخور دارد.
Yeah, notice the mention of musical instruments in heaven, harps. Yeah, skip to Revelation 14:3, which is also a scene described in heaven. Yeah, and they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne. And before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which are redeemed from the earth. Now we see here that a special song is being sung in heaven.
میریم در آسمان سرودی که خوانده شد در بهشت.
Music singing is important.
سرود خوندن، آواز خوندن مهم.
It is really a part of who we are and who God is.
کسی هستیم که ما هستیم و در خدا هستیم.
And music is supposed to be centered on God.
و موسیقی باید مرکزش خدا باشه.
Yeah, it's to worship God, it's to praise Him.
خدا رو بپرستیم، ستایشش کنیم.
It's not to sing praises to other so-called gods.
نه کسای خداهای دیگه، کسایی که
Remember, because He's a jealous God.
چون خدا خدای حسوده.
Yeah, it's rightfully his. Now, go to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 5. And read verses 18 till
19.
And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Yeah, again, this is instruction. Yeah, we are to sing psalms. Yeah, we have a whole book full of songs. Yeah, only 50 of them. Yeah, we are to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing,
خوندن,
making melody.
موزیک ساختن.
Yeah, that's music.
موزیکه.
Yeah, and notice what is accomplished.
به چی میرسی؟
Yeah, this God centered singing and music.
این موزیک و مرکزی که مرکزش خداوند است وقت میخونی.
It goes together with being filled with the Spirit.
از روح خداوند پر شدن میشیم.
Yeah, and I preached on this before. Yeah, being filled with the Spirit is a commandment in the Bible.
قبلا هم موعظه کردم. پر شدن از روح فرمان خدا.
There's things you can do to make sure you become a spirit-filled person.
می‌تونین انجام بدین که بشین فردی پر از روح خداوند.
Here is something that you should do to be filled with the Spirit.
یکی از کارهایی که شما باید انجام بدین که پر از روح خدا بشین.
Singing psalms, hymns, or spiritual songs.
سرود بخونیم، آواز بخونیم.
Making melody in your heart.
برای خداوند موزیک بسازید.
Praising and worshiping God fills you with the Spirit.
از روح خدا رو پر کنید.
When we have a church service. We usually sing songs. We always sing songs. Part of it is preparing your heart for spiritual things. Go to Colossians 3. Which is a parallel passage to what we just read. Let's read that in chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
سلام مسیح در شما به دولت مندی و به کمال حکمت ساکن بشود و یک دیگر را تعلیم و نصیحت کنید به مزامیر و تسبیحات و سرودهای روحانی و با فیض در دلهای خود خدا را بسرایید.
That's almost the same. But here it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom. And teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So being filled with the Spirit is equal to be filled with the Word of God. And it has to do with spiritual singing spiritual songs and music. Now, notice what it says. It says teaching and admonishing one another.
تعلیم و نصیحت کنید همدیگر رو.
Yeah, how? With those psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your hearts.
با قلبتون و با فیضتون برای خدا بخونید.
Yeah, a purpose of songs and music.
هدف موزیک
is to teach you and admonish you.
اینه که به شما درس بده و شما رو بنا.
We need to understand that music influences you.
باید بدونیم که موزیک زندگی ما رو تحت تاثیر قرار
میده. Here we see that it educates you, it teaches you.
کلام خداوند بهتون درس میده، رشد میده.
We see it admonishes you.
میدونیم که بناتون
and encourages you to walk away from sin, for example.
که از گناه ها دور بشین یا به گناه ها از گناه ها دور بشین و گناه.
And we all know the power of music.
موزیک قدرت داره.
Yeah. What do we do with our kids?
با بچه‌هامون
وقتی want to teach them something.
وقتی می‌خوایم به بچه‌مون درس یاد بدیم.
What is a very good way of teaching children certain things. With songs. It's with songs. That's how they remember easily. Yeah, in the Old Testament, they had all these songs. Yeah, that they were for the nation to learn. So that they wouldn't forget. We have the Psalms.
مزمور رو داشتن که میخوندن با سرود که به ذهنشون بمونه.
You know the psalms, the 150 psalms that we have are full of doctrine.
همه مزمورها پر از حقیقت‌های کلام خدا.
They were supposed to, we are supposed to sing them because that's an instruction.
بخونیم بهمون گفته بود بخونینشون با سرود بخونین تسبیح بخونین.
But also in the Old Testament they were supposed to sing them.
میخوندنشون آواز بود.
It would teach them doctrine.
چون بهشون با این سرودها کلام خداوند رو آموزش می‌شید. آماده‌شون می‌کرد، تحصیلشون می‌کرد با تحصیلات.
It would admonish them. So they would walk away from sin.
که از گناه دور بشن.
Yeah, so what is biblically the purpose of music and song?
هدف موزیک و آهن از لحاظ کتاب مقدس برای چیست؟
It's a praise and worship God.
خدا رو بپرستیم.
And only him.
خدا رو جلال بدیم و فقط و فقط
It is
خدا رو جلال
بدیم. So you are filled with the Spirit.
شما با روح خداوند پر بشید.
Yeah, because you're filled with the words of God.
چون با کلام خداوند پر بشید.
It's there to educate you.
کلام خداوند
to help you grow, to teach you.
رشدتون بده.
With truth.
بزرگتون کنه. حقیقت خداوند رو بیشتر بهتون یاد بده.
And it's to admonish to walk rightly before God.
بنا کنه که برای خداوند قدم برداری.
Now, just based on what I read.
اون چیزایی که من خوندم.
What do you think?
چی فکر می‌کنی؟
Is the kind of music?
اون موزیکی هست که
the kind of songs
آهنگ‌هایی هست
that we as Christians should listen to and that we as Christians should sing.
ایمانداران باید گوش بدیم و بخونیمش.
Can you come up with an answer?
می‌تونین جواب بدین برای اون جوابش.
and enter simple spiritual music, spiritual songs, things that songs that exalt God. Yeah, music that expounds about the truths of God. Music that are like a joyful melody. Music that is sung with grace.
Yeah?
These are the things that will build you up. That will help you get on the right path.
Yeah?
Keep you from leaving the right path.
And
actually brings peace to your life. Now, of course, I hear you thinking. So, oh, can we only listen to that kind of music? Now, I'll come back to that later. Yeah, but I first want you to realize, yeah, on who you should center in regards to music and songs. And that's God. And you need to realize that God calls you to live a different life than everybody else on this earth who is not
saved.
And it includes the kind of songs you sing and you listen to. Go to 1 Peter 3 verse 9. Yeah, but it says, but ye, talking to gentle believers, and ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yeah, so when we talk about music and songs, yeah, the Bible clearly tells us it needs to be God-centered. That is what is right. That is going to be a blessing to us. Now, if there's a wrong kind of music and a wrong kind of songs, there, or a right kind of music and a right kind of songs, there should also be a wrong kind of music and wrong
kind of songs.
And it shouldn't be too difficult to figure out that Satan, who hates God, who is an enemy of God, and therefore also hates us, that he would use the idea of music and songs to accomplish the exact opposite of what God says the purpose is for music and songs. Now, let me give you some insight into Satan. Go to the book of Isaiah, where we have a passage about him. And that is Isaiah chapter 14. And read 12 till 17. But it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the worlds as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? That is Satan talking. What God says he is saying, yeah. And there's a lot of I in there. He's very prideful.
Man.
Even to the point that said, I will be like the Most High.
Man, اون خدای بزرگ خواهند
بود. Yeah, he wants his throne to be exalted.
میخواد سلطنتش ساخته بشه و جلال.
He wants to ascend into heaven.
میخواد در آسمان قرار بگیره.
Satan desires to be worshipped like God is worshipped.
باشه مثل خداوند همونجوری که خدا پرستش.
Satan must have the worship that is due to God.
باشه که مال خداست.
Yeah. So you can expect that Satan, yeah, will use music, yeah, change music, change songs, yeah, to get the focus away from the purpose that God has given it for, and get it focused on himself. Yeah, go to Ezekiel, which again is a passage about Satan. And read verse 12 to 14. Yeah, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus said the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, and the sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
که روبی مز شده سایه گسترده سایه گستر بودی و من تو را برقرار داشته بودم. تو بر کوه مقدس خدا بودی و در میان سنگهای آتشین می‌خرامیدی.
Now here a magnificent creation is being described.
یک حیوان بزرگی اینجا باز میشه.
Yeah. And this is Satan. God created Satan to be a magnificent creature. Yeah? It says here is the anointed cherub. The anointed cherub. Yeah? Cherub and L. Yeah, kind of an angel, angelic being. Something like that. Yeah, and of course, he fell. Yeah, we just read it before.
He's,
yeah, of course he fell. He sinned against God.
But
notice in verse 13 what it says. Yeah, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created.
Ezekiel
28 and read verse 13. The last part of it.
هر گونه سنگ گرانبها زینت تو بود. لا یاقوت زرد الماس زبرجد عقیق یشب یاقوت کبود فیروزه و زمرد نگیندانها کنده کاریهایت از صنعت طلا بود.
Yeah, the last part of verse 13. It actually talks about musical ability, musical instrument.
Doesn't say that.
Tabrets and the pipes.
Doesn't say that.
That's why we wanted the alteration of this one. Anyway, yeah, we can whistle. Yeah, we can make some music. Yeah, Satan has much more capability of making music, even in himself. And it's not hard to see that Satan understands the influence of music. That he wants to use that medium for himself. Yeah, for his agenda. Now, if God says, praises belong to me,
و میخوام اینو بهتون بگم که ستایش از آن خداست.
Yeah, worship belongs to me.
ستایش مال خداست.
And it's not a surprise that Satan would want to try to take away that from God.
و تعجب‌آور نیست که شیطان میخواد این ستایش رو از
خداوند. By getting mankind to worship all their things or him instead of God.
انسان‌های دیگه کسای دیگر رو به جای خداوند بپرستن.
Yeah. And if God says music is to fill you with the spirit.
خداوند میگه موزیک
to fill you with the word of God.
شما رو از خدا پر کنه. شما رو از کلام خدا پر کنه.
It is not a surprise that Satan is trying to accomplish the opposite.
درست برعکسش از طریق همون موزیک انجام بده.
To fill you with lies.
شما رو با دروغ پر کنه.
If God says music teaches and admonishes you,
کلام خداوند میگه موزیک شما رو بنا میکنه، شما رو یاد میده، بزرگتون.
It's not surprising.
تعجب‌آور نیست که شیطان بخواد.
Satan would be trying to encourage you to do what is wrong.
گناه خلافو انجام بدین. چیزی که خدا نمیخواد. گناه کنید.
Yeah, he is the founder of lies. He is the deceiver.
قرآن شیطانه و شیطان گولزنک‌ترین کسی است که در دنیا وجود داره.
And yes.
بله.
He does use music to promote a sinful lifestyle and to get worship away from God.
زندگی ضد گناه‌آلود رو بهتون تشویقتون کنه و شما رو از خدا دور کنه.
Now, of course, this has always been the case that music is influential.
این بوده که موزیک کسی رو تحت تاثیر قرار میده.
But specifically in our generation,
نسل امسال، نسل جدید,
the power of music has never been so great.
قدرت موزیک هیچ وقت به این عظمتش نرسید.
Because today,
امروز,
we have the internet.
موسیقی اینترنت داریم.
We have communication capabilities.
و موسیقی ها رو بتونیم راحت به دست بیاریم.
Which music that is created can be spread all over the world.
که موسیقی که ساخته شده خیلی سریع همه جای دنیا رو پخش می‌کنه.
Yeah. And Satan is using that technology.
و شیطان از این تکنولوژی می‌خواد استفاده کنه.
Yeah. For his worldwide audience.
که کل دنیا صداشو بشنوه.
Yeah. To try to inspire them to do the wrong thing.
که مردم رو با موزیک به روش‌ها و کارهای دروغی اشتباه قرار بده.
I want to give you some idea. How did it look like?
چه شکلیه این موزیک؟
And I will show you some genres of music.
یه سری روش
Some styles, some music styles. Yeah? And what I did, I asked some questions on the internet to see what kind of genre was brought up. And this gives us a good idea how Satan is at work.
و میشه فهمید که چه جوری شیطان داره در میان ما کار میکنه.
Especially in the lives of young people.
و مخصوصا تو زندگی جوانامون.
Yeah, I ask what music genre.
گفتم مدل موسیقی که الان.
Yeah, promotes drugs and alcohol.
الکل و مواد مخدر رو تشویق میکنه.
Now, I received a whole list with answers.
کل لیستای متفاوتی اینا رو به دستم رسید.
I only look at the first one. Yeah. Just for you to get the idea.
که چقدر راحت الکل و موسیقی.
And the first one that came up was rap and hip hop.
اولیش رپ و هیپ هاپ بود.
Yeah. As a genre that actually promotes drugs and alcohol to young people. Now, how does it do that? Now, it talks about street life in their songs, drugs, gang activity. Yeah, so when you listen to the song, this is what the songs will be about, or many of them. Now, what does the Bible says about alcohol, for example? Or things that influence you? Now, go to Proverbs 31:4. Proverbs 31:4. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It's not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink.
Proverbs
31:4. 31:4.
31:4. لموئیل شاهان را نمیشاید. شاهان را نمیشاید که شراب نوشند، نه حاکمان که مشتاق مسکرات باشند.
Remember what we read from 1 Peter?
یادتونه از اول پتروس چی گفتیم؟
You are a royal
شما
priesthood.
کاهنان اعظم
You are a prince and a prince.
شما شاهان خداوند هستید.
We shouldn't
شما شاه
be drinking wine and strong drink.
پس شما نباید مست و کنترل الکل و مواد باشید.
Proverbs 23:31.
امسال 23:23.
Yeah. 23:31. But look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. Yeah, do not look up on the wine when it is red. Yeah, when it has the alcohol content.
Now,
do you think that it is healthy for our teenagers or even younger children to hear people singing about life on the street, drugs, gang activity? Yeah, does any sane parent want this for their daughter or for their son?
Yeah,
to become members of gangs, to go out to drugs, get
addicted.
Of course not. Yeah. So should they listen to this kind of music?
No.
And of course, adults shouldn't be listening to the music either. But especially our young people shouldn't be exposed to this. Here's another question they asked. What music genre promotes violence?
Yeah?
So this is in general. What is the kind of sense of a certain general? And the answer is, yeah, heavy metal was one of them. It was the first one actually coming up. Now, why? Now, heavy metal is about all kinds of dark themes. It is all about expressing anger. It's violence. Yeah, things that lead to criminal behavior. Is that cool for our young people? Or is it actually disturbing? Yeah, that there is music that actually drives you to become aggressive, to have violent behavior. That's extremely disturbing. It boggles my mind why some Christian parents let their children listen to that joke. Here, go to Proverbs 22 and read verses 24 and 25. Yeah, but it says, 24 and 25. Chapter 22. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul.
با مرد تنخوی دوستی مکن و با آن که زود به خشم می آید دمساز مشو. مبادا راهای او را بیاموزی به جان خیش را به دام درم کنی.
Yeah. Don't even be friends with an angry man. Now, why should we avoid people who are always angry and aggressive? And the answer is, because you'll become the same. It'll rub off on you. And eventually it's going to be a snare to your soul. It's going to cause problems in your life. Yeah, so maybe we should not let our youth, our young people, listen to music that encourages that, that depicts that. Here's another thing that I asked. What music genre speaks about women in a derogatory way?
Yeah.
The first answer was on the list, and there were again many, was rap and hip-hop. Why? Okay, because they talk about women as if they are objects of lust and nothing more. It refers to women in derogatory terms. You think that's good for a young boy to be listening to? Good for his future marriage? You think that's good for his relationships? No, of course not. So why do we let young people listen to this junk? I don't let my children listen to the garbage. What does God say? Go to Ephesians 5:25. Yeah, this is what they should be hearing. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
ای شوهران، زنان خود را محبت نمایید، چنان که مسیح هم کلیسا را محبت نمود و خیشتن را برای آن داد.
Yeah, the idea of loving your wife is very foreign to the music
غریبه برای اون موزیکی که امروز در مورد رابطه دختر پسر میشنوید.
Here's the last one. And I could ask many more questions, but you'll get the point. I ask, what music genre promotes fornication? And again, the hip-hop and rap came up as the first one.
Yeah.
Why? Because of their explicit lyrics that glorify fornication and promiscuity. You want your daughter, your son, listen to this junk? So they are going to be encouraged and enticed to commit the sin of fornication? If you really want them to go the direction, yes, let them listen to the music. But if you don't like that, you might want to make sure they don't listen to that junk. Yeah, what does the Bible say? 1 Corinthians 6, 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinned against his own body.
6-16 از زنا بگذرید هر گناهی که آدمی میکند بیرون از بدن است اما زناکار بر بدن خود گناه میکند.
By the way, let me give you another one. One more question. Yeah, because this is an interesting one. I also asked which music genre is anti-Christian.
ضد مسیحیت.
Yeah, specifically against Christians.
و کلام خداوند هست.
And the answer came back, and again there was a list again. And the first one was black metal.
Black metal.
Yeah, and simply because they have anti-Christian themes. They are simply openly satanic. They will praise Satan. They will worship Satan. And they will be blaspheming God. They will be blaspheming the name of Jesus. Yeah, that is the music industry for you.
موضوع در حقیقت موزیک دنیای ماست.
They're literally singing.
یعنی در حقیقت خیلی راحت میخونن.
They're not singing, they're screaming. They're literally screaming.
داد میزنن، جیغ میزنن.
Blasphemous things.
چیزهای ضد خدا، کفر میگن.
Yeah, these people hate God.
اینا از خدا متنفرن و جیغ میزنن ضد خدا.
And parents let their young people listen to it.
بچه‌های خانواده پدرای مسیحی اجازه میدن جووناشون اینو هنگار گوش بدن.
Here's what the Bible says. Psalm 139, 21 till 22. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved for those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies.
آیا از آنان که از تو نفرت دارم متنفر نیستی و از آنان که علیه تو برمیخیزند کراهت ندارم؟ آری با نفرت کامل از آنان متنفرم و ایشان را دشمن خیش میشمارم.
Yeah, I hate these bands.
متنفرم از
آنان. I hate the people.
اینقدر متنفرم از آنان.
Yeah, that make up these bands.
کسی که
Why? Because they are haters of God.
چون از خدا متنفرم.
They're openly hating God.
متنفرم از خود اونها.
As a Christian, should you ever be listening to this? So these genres that I just gave you? No. Yeah. Now, it's not only just genres that we should not listen to.
Yeah.
If you start listening to modern music or music in general, you will see the same issues. I remember a very popular song. 15, 20 years ago, I don't know exactly when. Yeah. Popular in the sense of having a 500 million views on YouTube. And forgive me, I added one view yesterday for the purpose of this sermon.
Yeah,
and the reason I even know that song is because it was on the radio and I heard it somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know what what kind of genre it is.
نمیدونم.
I guess it's some kind of
موضوعی هست.
Modern pop music.
شاید پاپ جدیده.
Yeah, but it's a catchy song.
آهنگیست که همه حفظ بودن.
Yeah, it has this melody that's catching. I'm not going to tell you what it is because you can look it up and add more views.
نمیگم.
I don't want you to do that.
شما بگردین هی ویوش رو اضافه کنین.
And the first time I heard that song, I was thinking, what on earth are they singing? Yeah, it begins with encouraging to go to the liquor store. Yeah, promoting hard liquor and beer.
And then
the rest of the song is about him being a warmonger.
که بره بین همه رابطه داشته باشه.
Naming seven different girls he wants to be with.
دختر دیگر رو نام میبره که به نام با کی و اوناش با اونا بوده.
Yeah. That's wicked.
خیلی خراب بوده.
Yeah. And half a billion
نصف
views.
میلیارد در حقیقت آدم.
Most of them young people listening to that.
و همشون جوانای دنیامون هستن.
Yeah, you need to understand that the music industry is evil. It's wicked.
و اطرافمون پلید شیطانی.
They do the bidding of Satan.
چون شیطان درونش دست.
Now I had planned to go over some rap songs to show you the wickedness of the lyrics.
برم یه سری از آهنگای رپ براتون تعریف کنم، ترجمه کنم، ببینید چه.
I looked at a couple.
به دو سه تاش نگاه کردم.
And I was not willing to actually use those quotes in church.
و گفتم اصلا درست هم نیست اصلا کلمه ها تو کلیسا استفاده شه.
Yeah, it was that bad.
اینقدر بد بود که از کلامش نمیتونستم براتون استفاده کنم.
And the world allows this.
دنیا اجازه میده.
In the lives of young children.
دنیای جوانای ما اون فوش و حرفای بد قرار بگیره.
Go to Philippians 4 verse 8.
فیلیپیان فصل 4 آیه 8. Yeah.
This is what should be on our minds.
Yeah.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, yes, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think of these things.
خلاصه ای برادر، هرچه راست باشد و هرچه شایسته و هرچه عادل و هرچه پاک و هرچه دوست داشتنی و هرچه نیکنام است و هر برخایی و هر ستایشی که بوده باشد در همه تفکر کنید.
Now, it's impossible to do the instruction that is in this verse when you're listening to the garbage music of this world. Yeah. It's time to make a change to what we listen to.
Yeah.
And what we allow our children, our young people to listen to.
Yeah.
And if you want to figure out what should I let them listen to?
Yeah,
well, begin with using this as a standard.
As a standard in
this, the song that you want them to listen to match up with what is sitting here. Yeah. Is it pure? Is it virtuous? Is it lovely? A good report? If not, then maybe this is not the best thing to listen to. Now, here is something that I sometimes hear about secular singers. And I say, yeah, I know, they make some songs that were not good. Yeah, but now they have become a Christian. So now their music is okay. Now, let me pop the balloon for you. 99% plus of every single time you hear something like that, it's not true. Huh? Oh, but they used the name Jesus in the song. See, they became Christians. Now, you need to have a little bit more discernment than that. You need to try to actually figure out what is being communicated in those songs that they are singing. Yeah, for example, look up Ephesians 4 and verse 8 and just put it next to it.
بذارین کنار اون آهنگی که بچه‌ت داره گوش می‌کنه ببین.
Yeah, use some discernment.
حکمت داشته باش.
Actually, Even if you listen to Christian music or so-called Christian music,
you need to
exercise discernment. Not all Christian music is actually correct. There's a lot of Christian music out there that it's either meaningless or actually teaching false doctrine. So you always need to be having some discernment. Now remember the popular song that I just described to you, of which you're not going to get the title.
Yeah.
Now the guy who sang that song, guess what? He claimed to become a Christian. Now, is that true? Yeah? The answer is no. Yeah, you would at least expect him to take down the song that I just described to you.
But
if you go to his website today,
it
will be there. Yeah, I checked it yesterday. Yeah, this guy is not a born again Christian. He's a tool of Satan. Yeah, making, promoting music.
That
entices people to sin.
And
now he's trying to appeal to the children of doubt by using biblical terms or that's even more despicable and wicked. But what about Christian rap? Or Christian hip-hop? Or Christian metal? Is that okay? Now, you believe that the main genres that Satan uses to promote lies and sin, do you believe that is the ideal choice for how Christian music needs to sound? Yeah. Do you really think that these genres sound like a joyful melody unto the Lord? Now, if you think yes, you clearly never listen to them. Yeah, that stuff is garbage all the way.
Yeah,
and I'm not even talking about the videos, the graphics behind that. Yeah, these music videos are just disturbing. They're just blasphemous. They're full of Satanism. They're full of promiscuity. Yeah, the Bible says in Psalm 101 verse 3, I will not set wicked thing. No wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Yeah, the average music video that you will find on the internet falls in the category of do not put wicked things before my eyes. Yeah? Again, why is it important that we do not put wicked things before your eyes? Again, because it will rub off on you. It will influence you. It will teach you. Yeah, in a bad way. Yeah, the Bible says here, it shall not cleave to me, it shall not stick to me. Yeah, I will not put it before my eyes.
Yeah,
we should stay away from it. As God's children. Yeah, remember, we are set apart. Yeah, we're a special group of people because we're God's children. We are not to live our lives like the world lives. Go to 2 Corinthians 6, 2 Corinthians 6, 14 and 15. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteous, and what communion had light with darkness, and what concord had Christ with Belial, or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? What communion has light with darkness?
چه رابطه ای اون نور با تاریکی داره، چه شراکتی داره.
We as God's children should live different lives. And of course, I understand that not all music in the world will be hitting the extremes. Yeah. So is there music, secular music, that is okay to listen to? Now, let me start making the remark from the beginning. What again was the purpose of music? Yeah, what is the primary way that music and songs are described in the Bible? Now, as something that is God-centered. Yeah, as something that is actually beneficial to us, because it teaches us. It fills us with the Spirit, with the words of God. Now, even if secular music is not opposing anything of that, it's still completely empty. At best, it is vain. At best, it doesn't bring you anything good. Because those listening to those music will not fill you with the Spirit. It's not going to fill you with the Word of God. It's not going to teach you the things of God. And it's not going to admonish you to live right before God. And of course, at the other side, the worst that it can do is again teaching what is wrong and ties you to sin. Yeah, we should have discernment in general when we listen to music. Oh, but it sounds nice. It's a cool beat. Yes, and it's influenced you with garbage. With secular values. Yeah, with the wisdom of this world. Or even with satanic agendas under it. Yeah, it's destroying the life of the children, of the young people. But then I can't listen to anything else.
یعنی به چیز دیگه گوش نکنم.
Yes, you can.
میتونی گوش کنی.
Because there's music out there.
هنوز موزیک تو دنیا.
That is God sends and builds you up.
که شما رو بنا میکنه.
Teaches you, that admonishes you.
درس میده و درسای درست.
That is a blessing to you.
باعث برکتتون بشه.
That fills you with the word of God.
شما رو بسازه و کلام خداوند رو پر کنه در زندگیت و تشویقت کنه که زندگی بهتری داشته باشی.
Yeah, it really comes down to a choice.
و خاصا انتخاب کنی که کدومو وقت بذاری.
Do I want to walk after the Spirit?
آیا میخوام پشت روح برم؟
Yeah, listening to spiritual music. Or do I want to walk after the flesh? Yeah, listen to what the secular world delivers and presents you as music. It's two different directions and it's two different reasons. So you mean that we need to stop listening to secular music? Now, at least start stop listening to secular music that promotes sin, that is satanic in nature. Yeah, don't listen to the songs that promote promiscuity and fornication and drugs and gang life and violence. At least get these things out of your life. And yes, that does mean that you should not listen to a lot of the modern secular music. Yeah, because Satan is using the music industry as a tool to harm you and to harm your family.
Yeah,
so what should you do? Reduce the amount of secular music that you consume. Increase the amount of spiritual music to listen to. Listen to hymns. Try it for a day. I guarantee you will enjoy that. It gives peace. But I love secular music. Now, go to 1 John. Last verse, we go to 1 John 2, 15 and 16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not the Father, but is of the world.
دنیا را و آنچه در دنیا است دوست مدارید، زیرا اگر کسی دنیا را دوست دارد محبت پدر در وی نیست. زیرا آنچه که از دنیا است از تمایلات جسم و تمایلات چشم و غرور زندگانی از پدر نیست بلکه از جهان است.
Can you say I love the secular music?
عاشق دنیا موزیک دنیوی هستی؟
The Bible says do not love the things that are in the world.
چیزهای دنیوی نشید.
Why?
چرا؟
Because the things that are in the world
چیزهایی رو که در دنیا
are nothing more than the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
و غرور دنیا نیست.
And these things are not of the Father.
همه اینها از طرف خدا نیست.
Yeah, the music that the world produces is not of the Father.
که به ما میده از طرف پدر نیست.
You need to make a choice.
شما امروز انتخاب کنید.
Amen.
آمین. آمین.